Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Today on The Brian Lehrer Show, you are the experts. You are the newsmakers. You are the guests. It's an All Calls Friday, and our call-in topics will include living in the moment. What do you see out your window right now? We'll do that in a little bit. Start looking around and figuring out what you see. What did you do as a kid that you would never let your own kid do today? Relationship roulette. Call in and ask your relationship advice question, as long as you're willing to give advice to another listener. And fill in the blank. You know you're human when...
Have you ever made a small, weird sound when you remembered something embarrassing? Have you ever seemed to lose your airplane ticket 1,000 times as you walked from the check-in to the gate? Have you ever hoped that there was some ability you hadn't discovered yet that you were just naturally great at?
We will build on that viral video to get more stories of how you know you're human. But let's begin here. Since so many people had a commute from hell this morning, were you one of them with the problems on the L train and the number 7 line? Let's reinvent the MTA to start the show, including what one improvement you would like to see in MTA service that is worth spending our money on. 212-433-WNYC. Let's crowdsource an MTA capital improvements wish list. What would the number one item on your list be? 212-433-WNYC or any other ideas to reinvent the MTA. You know, there is actually a commission impaneled by Governor Cuomo now in the middle of a process right at this moment called the MTA Reinvention Commission, and they're taking public input. It's co-chaired by former U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, who will be here as a guest next Tuesday to talk about it. So this also includes some forward-thinking mass transit people from outside the U.S., like the former mayor of Bogota, Colombia, which has a progressive mass transit reputation, and transit officials from Toronto and London. So let's build our list of reinvention recommendations, and we will toss some of them to Ray LaHood when he comes on next Tuesday, because you are the experts, you are the newsmakers, you are the guests. And no doubt many of you, with your experience as New Yorkers who ride, could reinvent the MTA as well as the people in suits who are doing it officially. 212-433-WNYC. How would you reinvent the MTA, including what one improvement would you like to see in MTA service that is worth spending our money on? Let's crowdsource an MTA capital improvements wish list. And what would the number one item on your list be? 212-433-WNYC or any other ideas to fundamentally reinvent the MTA. Here's some language as your calls are coming in from the letter that Governor Cuomo sent to the head of the MTA, Thomas Prendergast, announcing the creation of the MTA Reinvention Commission, or at least proposing it, on May 7th. Governor Cuomo wrote, "The MTA is scheduled to submit a capital plan this fall to identify investment priorities for New York's mass transit networks." And he wrote, "While past capital plans have focused on maintaining and expanding the existing MTA network, New York needs the MTA to develop a reinvention plan to make our subways and our entire transit system ready for the challenges of the next century. I am recommending the MTA impanel a Transportation Reinvention Commission to examine the network and develop a plan for the future." And the governor goes on, "We have been operating the same subway system for the last 100 years. The next 100 years, however, look radically different for New York. The clear evidence of a change in climate," he brings climate into this, "in our nation makes more major storms like Superstorm Sandy a real and present threat. Increasing population, demographic shifts, and record ridership pose new challenges to operating and maintaining our existing mass transit network, meeting and exceeding New Yorkers' expectations, and spurring the continued growth of New York's economy." Already, he writes, "There are more than 8.5 million riders, more than the entire population of New York City, using MTA trains and buses every day. The commission needs to fundamentally re-examine our subway system to meet these needs and expectations." Unquote. That from Governor Cuomo's MTA Reinvention Commission proposal letter in May. The commission has been formed, And it's Governor Cuomo's commission, so he'll interfere with it as he sees fit. We know that from yesterday's show. But maybe they'll come up with some good ideas. How about some of yours? How should we reinvent the MTA? And what one bit of capital improvement would be at the top of your capital wish list? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. How about Keith in Sunset Park to start us off? Hi, Keith, you're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. It's great to be on. Thanks for having me.
All right. How would you reinvent the MTA?
Just having some ventilation on the subway platforms. It gets so stifling down there. And, you know, it doesn't seem like a huge investment to put some fans on the platforms.
Ventilate the MTA, says Keith in Sunset Park. 212-433-WNYC. Anthony in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Yep. How'd you reinvent the MTA?
The random train disruptions, like literally you're riding fine and then out of nowhere for 20 minutes you're sitting on the ground, no explanation, and then you move. That needs to stop.
You know what I noticed? They had a pre-recorded announcement for a while that said, we apologize for the unavoidable delay. And there's a new version of that that took out the word unavoidable. And I think because it just aggravated so many people. Yeah, oh, yeah, right. It's unavoidable. But
yeah,
right.
Yeah, very much.
Thank you very much. Kirsten in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kirsten.
Good morning. If the Second Avenue subway line ever actually makes it, I implore them for it to make a hard left turn across 125th Street. If you live on the west side or the east side, especially upper Manhattan, and you've ever tried to go cross town, there's no good way to get cross town until you reach 42nd Street.
That's a great one.
And if you've ever tried to go across 125th Street, say you're trying to get to LaGuardia or whatever, it's impossible. There's no good cross town.
Right. You have to take that M60, is it, or 30? I forgot the number of the bus. That crawls along 125th Street. Exactly.
Yeah, and so I could imagine coming down from, like, Inwood. Oh, and then another one is if during rush hours the A train left more frequently than every 7 minutes at the height of rush hour to come down from 207th Street.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, that's an infrastructure question, and I can't really explain it, but I know that I've heard that there are things about different tracks that allow that can accommodate trains with different spacing. So, for example, with the number one train, which also goes up there, they can run every 3 minutes or so. And with the A train, I think 6 minutes is the minimum spacing that they can do given the current infrastructure. And I'm not sure what it is about the current infrastructure, but that's a kind of upgrade that I guess they could look at for various lines.
Yeah. But could you imagine, so coming down from 207, if you could actually, if you had to go to, say, the east side, or maybe you worked at the UN, that you could connect at the A train at 125th, take the subway, and then have it go right down 2nd Avenue.
Do you work at the UN?
No. I have friends that do. Maybe someday. You never know.
Kirsten, thank you very much. That is an interesting point. You can go cross town explicitly at 14th Street. On the L, you can go at 42nd Street. On the 7 or the shuttle. I guess the E train goes across there from 8th Avenue at in the 50s. And is that it? I guess that's it. And so, how about a crosstown line at 125th Street? Not a bad idea. All right. Michael in Hell's Kitchen, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Brian, why don't we make the subway systems more accessible? If you think about the system itself, it's hard for single mothers to get their children down the stairs. I can't imagine a senior citizen attempting to board a D train. And let's talk about bike accessibility. With that, you have more access to bicyclists able to travel throughout the city of New York.
And disabled people. What is bike accessibility on a subway train? Like, if you take it in the height of rush hour, it's kind of rude, right?
Yeah, I think that also underlies another problem of the length of our trains. Think about the density of some of the bigger stations and how most trains, the people just squeeze in and have to wait for another train when the train fills up.
Right, interesting. So not just widen the subway platforms, which is, I think, where you started, but maybe lengthen the subway platform. Boy, that's a big job, because they'd have to do it all over the city. if the goal was to accommodate bigger trains. But that is a big think infrastructure question. How long can the rush hour trains be made to be to accommodate more passengers in the same amount of time? Interesting. 212-433-WNYC. How would you reinvent the MTA? Dara in Queens. Hi, Dara.
Hi, Brian. My main concern would be that the noise on the tracks, the screeching sound that all the trains make, if that could be remedied in some way, that would be awesome.
That's a great one. You know, that's another sort of technological fix question that you wonder what the state of the art of the technology is. Are there quiet ride subway cars that are in use elsewhere, or better lubrication techniques for the tracks or whatever actually causes that screeching?
Yeah, it has to. I might have a selective memory, but I've never been on the subway system that was that loud.
Yeah, interesting. And I know that freaks people out when they first come here from other places. Ah, gosh, I remember a friend of mine who grew up in Virginia and came up to visit in New York and could not believe and felt so assaulted by the volume of the subway train just standing on the platform.
I still feel that way. And it also strikes me as ironic that so many people come here to be musicians and we're so sound sensitive and we have to listen to the sound all the time. So it's pretty funny.
Some of the drummers play off the screeching pretty well, though. Dara, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I wonder if anybody knows. Post to our website at WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. In fact, join the chat over there. We have another experiment going this morning, I should mention, even as we're doing All Calls Friday, where you are the experts, you are the newsmakers, you are the guests. Something else we're trying out today, and maybe some of you want to join in if you know the answer to some of these infrastructure questions that are being raised. We have opened a Brian Lehrer Show All Calls Friday chat room on our website where you can not just react but also connect with each other about what you're hearing on the air. It's not a traditional comments page, but a full-fledged chat room where you can interact with each other live from now until noon. It's easy to join in, so if you hear something on the air you want to react to or help fill in some information on this All Calls Friday, join the chat room right on our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. As we've got a few minutes to go on how you would reinvent the MTA. Michael in Palisades, New Jersey, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Oh, hi. How you doing, Brian?
Good morning. I'm doing all
good
right.
Good morning. Actually, I'm from Palisades Park in New Jersey.
Palisades Park. I saw it as Palisades is a different town, right? There is a Palisades, and it's like right up near the Rockland Line. Am I thinking of the right thing? Maybe not.
Yes, I believe so. I believe so, but...
But Palisades Park, okay. Go ahead.
In regards to the capital improvements, I think they should have, security windows in front of the platforms. When the trains come and they pull and they stop, the doors. They should have the security windows like they do have in Korea and Japan. To prevent suicide, to prevent... I recently heard the news about the poor woman whose baby stroller and the baby went rolling down and fell onto the track.
Oh, God. No, I didn't hear that one. And explain these security windows. How do they work?
Well, they prevent... There's a lot of... there were a lot of suicides, people... a lot of Koreans were, I guess, depressed or, they would jump to their deaths, when the oncoming train came.
But out a train window?
No, not out of a train window. When the train would come, the platforms in the city, there are no security windows, if you will.
Oh, you mean it's a barrier between the platform and the tracks?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
A barrier, yes.
Okay, that's interesting. Wow, that's a big infrastructure project, too, if we're going to build that on all the subway platforms. I guess it would be a little more secure. Would it be worth it? Is there enough of a problem here, but it would be more secure than what we get now, which is that the announcements come, right, that say A train is approaching the station. Please stand away from the platform edge, which I think makes everybody inch up toward the platform edge, doesn't it, to look and see if the train is really coming and how close it is. Jim in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. How would you reinvent the MTA?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
So two things. One, you got to look at the, and I'm not talking about a capital thing. I'm talking about just the whole structure of the MTA. Remember, our subways are just a small part of this huge, big regional organization, and we only have four votes on a 19-vote board. Therefore, these things that happen out in Long Island or up in Westchester get voted on, and they get these beautiful stations, and we seem to get just crumbs here in the city. And the second thing is you got to look at how it's funded. A lot of the funding for the MTA comes from real estate transfer. Which taxes, which means that during times of lots of real estate going on, yeah, but you're flush. But during other times, you're not so much.
Jim, thank you very much. Judd in Montclair has a suggestion for how to reinvent the MTA. Hi, Judd.
So I think we should try to improve a really robust, you know, subterranean Wi-Fi network or cell network, one thing. And I think if the MTA could...
They are doing that, station by station, cell service and Wi-Fi.
It's, well...
Slow.
Then they should hurry up. and also then creating an app that sort of incorporates the best of what we get from Google Maps, the best of what we get with transit delays and things like that, so we can get some sense if we're at the right station, should be at a different station, if there's a better route through the city. You have no real sense.
There is a map. There is a, you know, regular old-fashioned map sign posted at every station, or they're supposed to be. They're at pretty much every station, I think. Is that not good enough? Do you think it needs to be digital?
Well, I think it's the question of, if I've got to get downtown, at this point, should I walk a few blocks to the ACE, or should I go to the N and the R? Or should I take the 1, 2, 3? Which one should I take? How are they doing? And so you have no real sense of if maybe there's more of a clog in one place and you should go another way. And so you have no real sense of where you should choose, because many times I find myself between lines trying to figure out which one to pick.
Judd,
and no sense of the status of how to get there.
Got it. Thank you very much. Here's a suggestion that comes via India, right, Rita?
Hello.
Hello, Rita, on the Lower East Side.
Hello.
Hi, Rita. You're on the air.
Yes. What the MTA can do is perhaps the first and last compartments have slip seats, you know, folding seats. So that way, whoever has strollers, whoever, you know, maybe people in wheelchairs, people with lots of luggage could use those compartments. So when nobody's sitting, you know, the seats are flat against the wall.
Uh-huh.
And that way, they do not get into the other compartments where people cannot get through the door because of strollers and because of, you know, other things.
Oh, interesting. And
so
that might
be safer.
Might be a way to accommodate some of the bicycle transit that a previous caller was asking about, too.
Yes, and it won't block. Yeah, people won't be glaring at them.
And you've seen this elsewhere?
Oh, yes. In Mumbai, they already have it. Specifically because in Mumbai, they have what you call dabbawalas who take lunch for people in offices. So the entire compartment, you know, it doesn't have seats. So anything you want to put, bags, etc., you can go into that compartment.
Thank you very much. Let's do one or two more. Drew in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. How would you reinvent the MTA? Hi.
Hi. Well, when I moved to New York about 12 years ago, I was really surprised that there was no way to get to LaGuardia on public transportation on a subway. And I think that it would be fairly easy either by extending the Astoria line or perhaps doing an AirTrain-like link to Jackson Heights to hook up with the express trains so that there was a way not only for travelers but for workers at LaGuardia to reach it via the subway.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll do one more. Jonathan in Alpine. You're on WNYC. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi. I work in Rockland County, and I live in Nassau County, and I would love to get there by train. So my suggestion is to try and interconnect the three suburban railways better, like the Long Island Railroad and Metro North and New Jersey Transit, without having to go through Manhattan.
That's interesting because it's the second such call that we've gotten. Yours is much further north. Somebody was calling about 125th Street to be able to go cross town by train, which you can't do now. And you're saying be able to go across the Hudson without going through Manhattan, a little more right. north, right?
Exactly.
Was there a train proposal in one version of the new Tappan Zee Bridge?
I think there was. I don't know a lot of the details about that, but I do think that some part of the new Tappan Zee project involved a train, which was great for me.
All right. Thank you very much. And thanks to all of you for starting us off on this All Calls Friday with your proposals for reinventing the MTA. And remember, Ray LaHood, the former U.S. Transportation Committee, who is co-chairing Governor Cuomo's Reinvent the MTA Commission, which actually exists, will be here as a guest next Tuesday, and we will throw some of these suggestions to him and see what some of you come up with for him when he's here. Something to look forward to on Tuesday's Brian Lehr Show. Thanks again for your calls on how to reinvent the MTA.